You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
A new tour of the musical version of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas has been developing in Bloomington, and it had its opening to a mostly packed house Thursday at the IU Auditorium. Bob Lauder was a warmly friendly, reflective, and reassuring guide as Old Max, the Grinch's now grown-up dog. Seth Bizakis, though burdened with a sad clown mouth, was perky and personable as the puppy of Max's youth. Stephen Carl's Grinch took a while to connect with the audience, but especially in the scenes with the cute and trusting Cindy Lou Who, either Jenna Iacona or Georgia K. Wise, he was both scary and sympathetic. Actually, the title for the show, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is a bit of diversion. It's not really about the how, but more about the what that he steals. Despite the repetition of the phrase, it's not the present but the thought that counts, the residents of Whoville certainly do seem to put plenty of energy into selecting those presents. It's a bit of a surprise, and not just to the Grinch, that their holiday spirit doesn't seem destroyed even when he and the much-put-upon Max steal every single one of those presents. Somehow the thought does seem to be central. On opening night, there were a few miscues, and the sound reinforcement for the choruses was a bit too loud to convey the richness of the singing in the instruments, but the well-paced cast delivered a thoroughly professional show. Thursday night's audience warmed as the show went on, joined lustily in the sing-along version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and exhibited quite satisfied smiles as they exited the theater. How the Grinch Stole Christmas has its final performance at the IU Auditorium this evening at 7, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.